In Romans chapter 10 we read that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, or Jesus as Lord, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Friend of mine, let me ask you today, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? We can break his name down like this. J stands for joy. Paul says throughout the book of Philippians, rejoice in the Lord. And real joy is found in knowing the Lord Jesus. The E in Jesus stands for eternal life. For he that has the Son has eternal life. And verse 13 goes on to tell us of 1 John 5. These things are written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. The S in Jesus' name stands for security. For my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The U stands for usefulness. For once we have Christ, we have purpose and direction in our life. We have something to live for. For me to live is Christ, said the Apostle Paul. And again, S stands for salvation. For we read in Acts 4:12, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. His name is Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The C in Christ might well stand for comfort. We read from Jeremiah 31, I will comfort them. The Lord Jesus brings comfort through the comforter that he left, God the Holy Spirit, to all who know him, to all who surrender to him. The H in Christ stands for help. We read from Psalm 121, my help cometh from the Lord. Yes, friend of mine, you need help today, and you can find that help in Christ. But you need more than help. You need a Savior, and the one who gives you help will give you the gift of eternal life, even his salvation. The R in Christ stands for rest, for Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So yes, he offers rest to those that are weary. Not only so, he offers us sanctification, for 1 Corinthians 1:2 refers to those who are sanctified or set apart in Christ Jesus. The T might well remind us of thanksgiving. Paul, when writing to the Philippians, says that in everything, by prayer and supplication, give thanks. Oh, what it is, what a wonderful thing it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wonder today, listening friends, if you're willing to confess him, to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. It's Christ for sickness and Christ for health. It's Christ for poverty and Christ for wealth. It's Christ for joy and Christ for sorrow. Christ today and Christ tomorrow. Christ for life and Christ for light. Christ for morning, noon, and night. Christ my rest. Christ my food. Christ above my highest good. Christ my well-beloved. My friend, Christ my Savior, Christ my Lord, Christ my portion, Christ my God, Christ my Master, Christ my head, Christ who for my sins hath bled, Christ my glory, Christ my crown, Christ the plant of great renown, Christ my comforter on high, Christ my hope is ever nigh, Christ is coming in the air, Christ come quickly is my prayer. In the words of Colossians 3, Christ is all. And in all, and from Philippians, for me to live is Christ. Not I, but Christ. Friend of mine, is he your Lord? If not, bow before him and own him as Lord and Master today. And I'll guarantee you, on the authority of his unfailing word, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. May he bless you today.